Jamestown. The adventurers named the first tip of land they saw Cape Henry, in honor of the Prince of Wales, the king's first son. The next piece of land they saw was named Cape Charles, which was the name of the king's second son, who afterward became King Charles I. And after they sailed up the river and found the spot where they wanted to live, they called their new home Jamestown, in honor of King James I. The colonists were happy and full of hope for a bright future in this beautiful land. In a cheerful mood, everyone started to do what was needed to build their new town. While they worked, some friendly Native American Indians came to visit them. But not all of the local Indians were friendly. One time, while Captain Smith and a few of his men were away from the town, a group of Indians attacked the colonists while they were working. Many men were hurt, and a young boy was killed. The leaders of Jamestown made sure that everyone would be protected from another attack in the future. Tall wooden fences were built around the colony, and big cannons were rolled into places where there were openings in the fences. The men were all given guns to protect themselves, too. But after almost 2 months living in the New World, the colonists became very sick. The ground where they built their new home turned out to be close to a swamp, so it was very damp. Even though it was summer and the weather was warm, the men weren't used to working under such a hot sun. The cold, damp ground at night, the heat during the day, and very little food to eat were just too much for most of the colonists. It was a sad time. Many of the people were dying. Every day during the month of August, fresh graves were dug. At the end of the summer, about 50 of the 105 colonists had died. Food and other supplies were almost used up by now, and every day they expected to be attacked by Indians. But, to the Englishmen's surprise, the Native Americans didn't attack them. Instead, they were kind, bringing fruit and other foods which helped many of the sick to feel well again.